Hello, everybody, and welcome to another brand new edition of T Watches a Scary Movie. My name is T, and of course, we are talking scary movies. I appreciate you tuning in for another brand new review. Remember, new reviews are guaranteed to go up every Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, but as I always put out extra reviews throughout the week, the best way to stay on top of everything that I'm putting out for you in the world of horror is to get subscribed to my Linktree, which you can do by going to linktr.ee/tscarymovie. If you go there, that'll give you access to my YouTube page for the video versions of the show, to your favorite podcasting platforms for the audio only versions of the show, to my TikTok page for my short horror videos, which I usually put something up after I see something new, horror news, things like that, or to my Letterboxd page for my written reviews and yearly movie rankings. Hit subscribe whether you're on Linktree or any of these platforms watching or listening to the show. Helps me out and gets me doing more reviews for you guys as well too. Speaking of, what are we talking about tonight? Folks, I am gonna jump into the first Omen. I decided to revisit the Omen series recently just because I knew the first Omen was coming out, and you can catch my review for the original film, The Omen, that I just did just a few days ago, actually, that'll tie in perfectly with the review here of the first Omen, the prequel that was just made and is out in theaters today, a matter of fact. So let's dive right in. So even though this is a prequel, we can't actually talk about it without talking about the original film. Now, if you haven't seen The Omen before, it tells the story of diplomat Robert Thorne, who finds out that his 5-year-old son, Damien, may actually be the Antichrist and is in a race against time to figure out the truth before more people continue to die. Now, that film is an absolute classic, and the story was surrounded more so about, again, Robert Thorne and his wife realizing the evil truth about what they believe is their son, only to find out he's actually the son of a jackal and is destined to become the Antichrist, the person who will bring darkness to the world. It's a fantastic film, but I had talked about how my issue with that movie was is that the original film is just a bit too Final Destination-like, to where the idea is that Damien's not even aware of who he is or what he is yet. He's too young for it, so he's not really our antagonist in it. Like, there's all this ideas that Damien's gonna be this creepy child in the film, and sure, at times, like, the looks he gives off are definitely creepy, but outside of that, Damien's not really the one that's making the things around him happen. And so all the bad stuff is either, you know, the devil working from hell, or it's one of Damien's acolytes that are trying to do whatever they can to protect him. I've always said that I thought the sequels were more interesting because whether it's 2 or 3, Damien is more of a character. He is in more control, more direct control of his destiny and the events that are happening around him. And therefore, that makes the carrier that much more scary because he has a hand in what's actually happening. The first film is not bad. I think the first film is a fine film. But I think the problem is that given how the rest of the series goes, it just doesn't really stand up against those other films the same way. And the first Omen was basically trying to get another chapter out of Damien Thorne's story, but not being held by the constraints of any kind of sequel. So instead we go backwards and we get a prequel instead that tells the story of a young woman from America coming to a convent in Rome to take the vow as a nun, only to find out that there's a little bit of mystery and intrigue happening at this particular convent. And if she doesn't find out what that is soon, her own life might be at stake. It's hard to talk about this film without giving out like direct spoilers because the movie is a true prequel that goes right into the opening of the original film. And because of that, a lot of what I can say is really going to be spoiler heavy. So I'm going to try my best to dance around these major ones. But the idea here is we're trying to see the formation of Damien himself, because the original film very much sets up that Damien is the son of a jackal. We see the jackal's body when Robert Thorne and Jennings go to dig up and find out like the truth behind this conspiracy. But we know that Damien is the son of a jackal. And obviously that's, you know, part of the devil and all that as well. But leading up to that, I don't know how much meat there was really on the bone for it. Because the idea here, I think that a lot of people just put into their head is that, look, that just happened. There's not really a lot going into how Damian himself came around, came from the devil, babies got swapped, now this is Damian Thorne. There you go. I don't know if I necessarily needed that much of a backstory for it, but I was absolutely open to it. And I think the idea of taking this young woman who has had visions of the devil and monsters in her past, she's had a rough childhood, and decides that she's going to devote her life to God and use, you know, her very own childhood to help out others that might be in the same situation. You know, it's a great story, and it makes our lead character, Margaret, played by Nell Tiger Free, a very enduring character, because already, given the childhood that she went through, we're pulling for her to do whatever she can to improve the life of these kids that she's surrounded with at this orphanage, at this covenant. And it makes her a very, very likable character, but it's hard then not to look at all the characters that surround her and think that something is absolutely off. And that also brings up one of the major problems with The First Omen as well, is that there's not really this sense of not even safety. Safety's not the right word, but at no point does it seem like Margaret's in a good place, like that where she's currently residing at, what she's looking to do, is going to end positively for her. And part of the issue with that is because we've had so many recent, like, Nun versus the Devil movies out in the last 8 months. I mean, whether it's going to be The Nun 2 or Immaculate, The First Omen unfortunately just finds itself kind of looking back at both of those movies, taking a few plot threads from them, and not doing them as well as I feel those other two movies do. And I think it's because both of those movies didn't really have a clear, defined path that they had to set. Like, even The Nun 2, which is also a prequel to a lot of films in the Conjuring universe, still didn't have all these constraints in it that I feel The First Omen does. And we know that no matter what happens, if this movie is really supposed to be a true prequel to the Omen film, that it has to fall in line at certain points. And by doing that, it takes away just a lot of the mystery and a lot of just sitting there and being able to enjoy the film. And I know it's getting rave reviews. I know I'm the crazy one right now, y'all. But I'll put it like this. You know, I've talked about it on the show before. If we take another example of a prequel that kind of got shoehorned into a certain direction, Texas Chainsaw Massacre: The Beginning. And I've talked about how that's actually one of my favorite prequels that's out there, because you allow yourself to get immersed in it and you kind of forget the fact that it's a prequel more than halfway through. So when the ending sneaks up, you're like, oh my God, that's right. This can't end with like Leatherface dead or these characters getting away and like announcing something to the police, because that wouldn't line up with the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Not the original, but the Jessica Biel one. You know what I mean? And I think that was a big problem here with The First Omen, was that no matter what happened, we were going to have to get to the idea that Damian is born and we're set off in these events. There is nothing else that we can do. But that's what The First Omen chooses to do, though. The problem is that they take that mythology that they're apparently sticking by, and then they try to turn a lot of it on its head. And to me, it just didn't work out that well, because at that point, it takes away some of the ambiguity of the characters from the first three films. And it takes away the motivation of a lot of these characters in the first three films as well, too. Like, right off the jump, the plot twist that they introduce with The First Omen involving, like, the people who are kind of, like, setting this all in motion, it very much just kills, like, any of the concepts that the second film, Damian, and the third film, The Final Conflict, set up. It immediately makes a lot of the characters featured in both of those stories not so scary anymore. Just, there's nothing that threatening about them. And it also makes a lot of these characters seem incredibly stupid at that as well. And that's something I don't really like, because this is a franchise that I feel that might be hokey at times, but I never feel that any of the characters in it were just necessarily dumb. And that's entirely what the motivation of these characters surrounding the Damian conspiracy end up looking. At least to me, they end up looking very, very stupid. I didn't enjoy that at all. And I don't enjoy the idea of invalidating certain events of the sequels that are happening as well, too. Because make no mistake, and this is the only spoiler I'll give, The First Omen does actually set up for a sequel. It sets up for further storylines. And I don't just mean leaning directly into the first film. It very much takes the idea that we might be seeing more movies in this franchise, and I don't know if I think that's necessarily a good thing based on where this story could be going. It'd be one thing if we remove these certain elements and it just goes right into the first Omen. Yeah, it would have been a bit bare bones, but at that point, it's not invalidating anything at all. But the swings that they take here are just so grand that it just doesn't sit well with me for what could be coming next. And I fear that the idea might be like the popular thing to do when you add another entry these days is that they're probably going to get rid of the second and third films and make those no longer they're no longer a part of the storyline. I really hope that's not it. I really, really hope that's not what's going on, because there were some really great performances in this film. Again, Nell Tigerfree does a fantastic job. Ralph Innocent takes over the role of Father Brennan from the original film, which it's uncanny that they got Ralph Innocent to do it, because the man looks so similar to the actor that played Father Brennan in the Omen film that it's so quickly you're gonna be like, yeah, that's the dude from the first Omen if you watch it, honestly. Bill Nighy, Charles Dance makes a brief appearance. The film honestly has a really, really strong cast in it. I just wish again that the stories presented for them were honestly of a higher caliber. I just feel again, and it's unfortunate, but The Nun and Immaculate took a lot of the same story threads and did those storylines much better than what the first Omen did. It's not a terrible movie by any means. I definitely think it's one that's worth seeing, but I just didn't walk away from it feeling fulfilled. What did you think, though? If you get a chance, check it out. Tell me in the comment section your thoughts on the first Omen. And are you like me? Are you a bigger fan of the sequels, Damien, and the Final Conflict a little bit more than the original film? Let me know here, folks. I'd love to hear that in the comment section. But that's going to do it for me tonight, y'all. My name is T. We've been talking scary movies. Stay scared.
Boy here is a big fan of Fangoria. So if you want to check out the world's best horror magazine that's out there, get a chance to get yourself your own subscription, which I just got my first one back in 2022, and I don't regret it for a second. But if you want your own Fangoria subscription, or you like the Fangoria merchandise, then head over to the Fangoria shop and use my link if you want to save yourself some money, folks. That's an easy one to remember. Just go to shop.fangoria.com/AXDEW. Again, that's shop.fangoria.com/AXDEW, or use my specific code AXDEW at checkout. You can save 20% off your entire order, and that implies two subscription and one-time orders as well. You don't want to miss out, folks, because with the magnitude of horror movies we've had released in the last few years, and with what we have on the horizon, Fangoria is going to be your number one source for all that great, juicy, bloody information in the world of horror. So again, head to shop.fangoria.com. Hey there, folks. Thanks for tuning in to T-Watch This Scary Movie. I appreciate you checking out another review or movie news, whether we're talking movies, TV shows, books, or games, whatever. It's all scary. Remember, you can check out new episodes every Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on the YouTube page for video. That's youtube.com/C/TheronReynoldsScaryMovie. Again, youtube.com/C/TheronReynoldsScaryMovie. And you can check out the audio version on all your favorite podcasting platforms. Just search T Watch the Scary Movie or TWAZA. Don't forget, my name is T. We've been talking scary movies. Stay scared.